This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see what's going on in sports. And we start out with college men's basketball yesterday afternoon. The last game of the season at home for Wichita State. Hope Arena, the site yesterday. Senior Day, honoring Wichita State's 8 seniors on the roster. However, it did not turn out to be a good day for the Shocks. They failed on the defensive end repeatedly in the second half. Tulsa getting baskets at will, seemingly, through stretches of the second half from very easy shots. And Tulsa beat the Shocks. 73-63 was the final score. Some comments after the game from the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, and color voice Dave Dahl on 103.7 KEYN.
At one point, deep into the second half, Tulsa was shooting over 70% from the field. They ended up at 61% for the second half and 51% for the game. The Shockers shooting just kind of came and went today. They had some stretches where they put a few possessions together where they hit shots, and then it would disappear for a while. The Shockers ended up at 38.5 in the usual 3 for 16 from three-point range.
We talked about the fact that you didn't want Tulsa to be able to get some runs put together, and they did, and that you didn't want Tulsa to come out of the locker room after halftime and put it on the Shockers, and they did that also.
Yeah, not a good day for the Shocks, finishing up the regular season with a home loss and some long streaks coming to an end with that Tulsa win. Tulsa had lost 12 times in a row in Wichita. That streak is over. Tulsa had not won a game in Wichita in 23 years. That streak is over. And Tulsa had not swept the Shockers in the regular season in 29 years. And that streak is over. Shockers finished the regular season at 18-13 and now get ready for the conference tournament in Fort Worth later this week. The Wichita State women playing in Fort Worth last night in the American Conference tournament, and the Shockers lose to Tulane 69-63. The season comes to an end for the Shocker ladies with a record of 10-22. College baseball at X Stadium yesterday. Wichita State going for a 3-game sweep over Missouri State. A long game that lasted more than 4 hours. Missouri State had a game-tying home run in the top of the ninth inning, so the Shockers blew a ninth-inning lead. But then we go to the bottom of the ninth. One out, two outs. Oh, but then a couple of errors by the Bears and a walk had the bases loaded for the Shocks. Denning Gehrig with the call on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Two balls and a strike. Bases full of Shockers and two outs. Tied at 8 here in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Hot shot left side. Base hit. Ball game over. Wichita State wins it. Mauricio Mian walks it off in the bottom of the ninth. And the Shockers complete the sweep. It is pandemonium out in shallow center field.
Hey, the Shocker baseball team wins it 9-8. And a 3-game sweep over Missouri State. Shocks improved to 6-9 on the season. Some pro football news. The Kansas City Chiefs have reportedly, according to sources, signed one of their big young defensive players to an extension. It turns out middle linebacker Nick Bolton is going to get a 3-year deal for $45 million. Locking up one of the Chiefs' defensive stalwarts, a guy they drafted out of Missouri in the second round, and they're getting him right in the peak of his career. He's only 24 years old, and the Chiefs get him for another 3 years. Nick Bolton re-signing with the Chiefs instead of leaving for a free agent. College bowling. The team sectionals were held yesterday down in Fort Worth. And we have some local teams that have qualified for the national tournament, including the Newman men and women. The Newman women finished in runner-up. They will go to the national tournament. The Newman men finished in fourth in the sectional. They will advance to the national tournament in Las Vegas next month. Newman men and women. And the Wichita State men finished runner-up at the sectional. They qualify for the national tournament in college bowling coming up next month in Vegas. Of course, the Shocker men have won 13 college bowling national championships. Going for one more this year. Hockey action yesterday. The Wichita Thunder winning on the road in Indianapolis. Beat the Indy Fuel 5-4. Snapping a six-game winless streak. Thunder in the win column. That is Wichita is in fourth place in the division after that win on the road yesterday. And in the NBA yesterday, the Philadelphia 76ers win at home, beat the Utah Jazz 126-122, snapping a three-game losing streak. Two former Kansas Jayhawks in the starting lineup for Philly. Quentin Grimes had 25 points, 9-for-9 at the free throw line. And another Jayhawk, Kelly Oubre, had 6 points for Philadelphia. Coming off the bench for the Sixers, former Wichita State Shocker Ricky Council had 8 points and 3 rebounds. The 76ers, despite the win, still 3.5 games behind a play-in spot for the NBA playoffs. So there you go. That's what's going on in sports. A lot going on right now. It is 8:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update coming up, and the extreme beliefs of the left. That will be discussed on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. That's next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Now it's time for a look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. The chairman of Coke, Inc. and co-CEO, 89-year-old Wichita native Charles Coke, named the recipient of this year's Milton Friedman Prize for Advancing Liberty by the Cato Institute. That's a public policy research group promoting individual liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. It's a biennial award. It's named for the free market advocate, 1976 winner of the Nobel Prize for Economic Science. The award began in 2002, 4 years before Friedman's death. It's given to people or organizations who have made a significant impact on the cause of human freedom. That's according to the Cato Institute. Charles Koch was recognized by the Institute for his principle-based management philosophy, promoting individual empowerment and innovation to create value free from excessive government intervention. Koch also founded Stand Together. That's a philanthropic organization addressing issues such as addiction and poverty. Of course, Wichita-based Koch, Inc. is the nation's second largest privately held company with nearly 2,800 local employees, more than 118,000 workers worldwide. That's according to the Wichita Business Journal's most recent list of Wichita employers. The Friedman Prize will be awarded to Charles Koch in the nation's capital on May 1st. A Boeing all-hands call provided a potential preview of what's ahead for Spirit AeroSystems employees if the aerospace giant's $8.3 billion acquisition of Wichita's largest employer closes, as expected, later this year. According to multiple media reports, Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg, speaking to company employees on site in St. Louis and thousands more who were online, gave a frank assessment of Boeing's culture, and he pushed workers to speak up when they see problems needing fixed. And that is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. This is Gridiron Week. This is my 29th year in the annual Gridiron Comedy Show in Wichita. It's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. And we have a matinee Saturday afternoon, too. If you'd like to go, it's at Roxy's Downtown, right there at Douglas and Topeka. If you want tickets, go to the Roxy's website, roxysdowntown.com. Love to see you there Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. And Saturday afternoon at the annual Wichita Gridiron Comedy Show. And we have a lot of funny skits and things for you this year. I think you'll enjoy it. It is 8:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Day after springing ahead on daylight saving time. So now we're on daylight saving time until the fall months. So enjoy your extra hour of light in the evenings rather than the morning. There we go. It is 8:55 with Steve and Ted. We're glad you're with us here on this Monday morning. As we get ready for a warm week, looking forward to it. Thanks for being with us here on this Monday morning. Of course, we got Glenn Beck after us, and then the Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day. Thank you for being with us on a Monday on Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great day.